Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Friday, February 26th, and these are the top stories the Chi Chi team is watching right now. A pickup truck with a 3%er militia sticker was parked at the United States Capitol on the day of the January 6th riot. The vehicle belongs to Chris Miller, the husband of freshman U.S. Representative Mary Miller, and who approvingly quoted Adolf Hitler a day prior to the insurrection. The presence of a vehicle with a militia decal so close to the Capitol, which is inaccessible to normal vehicle traffic, raised questions about how it got there and whether it belonged to any of the hundreds of suspects involved in the deadly riot. But in an email to the Daily Beast, Chris Miller, who is also a member of the Illinois House of Representatives, conceded the truck belonged to him, even as he pleaded ignorance about the militia group. Miller wrote in an email late Thursday that he was, quote, never a member of the militia and only put the sticker on his truck because he thought it supposedly looked cool. Somebody please tell Mitch to retire and go home. Less than 2 weeks after Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell declared that there was, in his words, no question that former President Trump was responsible for provoking the Capitol insurrection, he told Fox News on Thursday evening that he would absolutely support Trump if he is the Republican nominee in 2024. This makes no kind of sense. In an interview with Bret Baier, McConnell at first said that a lot can happen over the next 4 years in terms of who could end up becoming the party's presidential frontrunner. But eventually, McConnell broke down and admitted that Trump would have his support. The U.S. military carried out an airstrike Thursday against a camp in Syria used by two militias backed by Iran that have claimed responsibility for recent rocket attacks against U.S. forces in Iraqi Kurdistan. According to a Pentagon spokesperson, U.S. jets hit the camp, quote, at President Biden's direction. It is Biden's first military action in office. The spokesperson said that the strikes had destroyed multiple facilities located at a border control point, which were used by Iranian-backed militant groups. He added that the, quote, unambiguous message of the strike was that Biden will, quote, act to protect American coalition personnel. 50 days after former President Trump incited an insurrectionist mob to stop a peaceful transfer of power, Donald Trump Jr. boasted on Thursday night that his father has shown the Republican Party how to not, quote, lose gracefully. Appearing on Sean Hannity's Fox News program, Don Jr. complained that the Republican Party is not pushing back against Democrats and needs to follow his dad's example. He went on that most Republicans would, in his words, quote, just rather lose gracefully, I guess. But his dad, quote, has shown that you don't have to do that. And he thinks that's a good thing? A 42-year-old cemetery worker in Long Island is dead after a grave he was working in on Thursday morning collapsed on him, literally burying him alive. The man was, quote, leveling out the bottom of the grave at Washington Memorial Park in Mount Sinai when the freak accident occurred. Photos published by the New York Post show emergency responders trying to dig the man out of the more than 7-foot-deep grave. Police said his co-workers' efforts to dig the man out were unsuccessful, and he was pronounced dead at the cemetery. The FBI is reportedly looking into what appears to be the latest reported sighting of an unidentified flying object. An American Airlines pilot flying from Kentucky to Phoenix on Sunday said through radio transmission that he spotted a flying object over New Mexico that, quote, almost looked like a cruise missile in the skies. Even though American Airlines did confirm that the radio transmission came from one of their flights, the Federal Aviation Administration told NBC News that their air traffic controllers did not see any objects in the area. Yep, go ahead and, cue that X-Files music. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.